This morning we need your help to find someone. In 1945, Beaufort bomber A9670 crashed near the Green Bank Military Reserve, killing four crew members. A memorial to honour the servicemen will be unveiled tomorrow. Here's where you might be able to help. The organisers desperately want to get in touch with the Barron family. Any relatives of Flight Sergeant Neville James Barron who died in the crash. 612 Breakfast reporter Rebecca Levingston is seeking more clues to the mystery. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Spencer. Very important to track down the final link in this mystery. Four young men perished on the 10th of April 1945. Very young, aged between 18 and 24, but certainly very well remembered by their family members, including Sandra Kerr, who's the niece of leading aircraftman Raymond McGuigan. And Sandra, your uncle was never meant to take that flight. What happened?
On the day, the normal crew member, Eric Cottrell, was unwell and he was told not to get on the flight by the medical officer, and the policy in 32 squadron was that if there was a spare seat, other personnel could take what was pretty much called a jolly. And my uncle took that spare seat and happened to be on the flight on that day. Eric Cottrell is still alive today, and I have met him and I talked to him, and hopefully he'll be there tomorrow.
Incredible how one small change can make a difference in so many lives. Just briefly tell us, you have some wreckage from the site here with you. It's obviously an important moment in your family's life. What actually happened on that day? Why did it crash?
They're never really sure why it crashed. The aircraft, well, 32 Squadron, what they did, Beaufort Bomber was used to patrol the Pacific waters, and so they were looking, they did bomber and torpedo strikes. They'll protect the shipping, and they were looking for Japanese submarines. But on that particular day, they were doing practice. So they were doing air-to-ground gunnery practice and also bombing practice. It is believed that the aircraft hit a tree. So they were incredibly low to drop their bombs and do the gunnery practice. And basically they hit the tree and then it hit the ground and it burst into flames.
And certainly only charred metal remaining. Spencer, I can tell you, just looking at a photograph of the four young RAF crew members, they just look so handsome, so fit, and certainly serving their country at the time. What you want to happen, though, Sandra, is you want to track down family members of Flight Sergeant Neville Barron. What do you know about him? What do you know about his family that could help lead you to a connection?
Okay. Well, Neville Barron was born in Toowoomba. His date of birth was the 6th of June 1925. And I've accessed his service records. And unfortunately, we don't really know that much. He was born in Toowoomba. His next of kin was his father, James Barron, and his mother was Vera May Barron, and their address was given as Athol via Westbrook, Toowoomba. Now, we also understand that they may have run the post office at McLagan near Toowoomba. Before joining the RAF, he was a clerk at the Toowoomba Foundry for the Department of Main Roads. He was schooled at Athol State School and then at Downlands Sacred Heart College, Toowoomba. And unfortunately, that's pretty much all I know.
So if there are any Barron family members out there, please do get in touch with us this morning at ABC, and we'll certainly put you in touch with Sandra Kerr. It's a significant day tomorrow when the four young men who perished on that day in April 1945 will have a permanent memorial set up for them at the Green Bank Military Reserve. Are public members of the public invited tomorrow, just briefly?
Yes, the members of the public are invited.
A very special day in Brisbane's military history tomorrow, Spencer. So it would be wonderful if we could connect the final piece of the puzzle, Sergeant Neville James Barron. Any family members out there, get in touch with us now.
Great. Thanks, Rebecca. And that service tomorrow getting underway at 10 o'clock to be attended by families and local councillors and, as you just heard, members of the public. Welcome as well. It's 7:30 on 612 ABC Brisbane. Still to come this morning.